Knock, knock. Who's there? An interrupting cow. An interrupting cow.
Moo!
How are you, Lou?
How are we doing there, sir?
All right. With those 3-1 Bears, yes.
3-1 Bears, yes, sir.
Yeah.
We got the 4-1 chili cooking.
Oh, very good, Lou. That's perfect for today. Today
is
the big day.
Why is that perfect for today, Chris?
Because of that fall air, that crisp fall air in the air.
So does that mean for pasta sauce to be particularly good, you have to have Italians around? Or for corned beef and cabbage to be good, you have to have Irish around?
Lou, you're going there. I'm not going there.
You can have chili 365 days a year, 4 seasons out of the year.
All right, Lou. That chili, a real spicy chili, goes down really well on the beach. So bring it down.
You know what? As my grandmother used to say, if you're warm on the inside and it's hot outside, you're even. You're not as hot.
She was a wise woman.
You make the inside like the outside.
Was that your mother's mother or your dad's mother?
That's no concern to you, as my grandmother said. Next thing you know, you'll be asking me what my grandmother's favorite pickup line was.
Well, we all know, Lou, wherever she lived, she had a pickup line, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, if she was living somewhere, she'd be awful stinky and decayed. I don't think the neighbors would like it.
She's living 6 feet under. All right. How about those Miami Fish? What do you think of those guys? The Miami Dolphins, Lou, who were playing today.
Yes, they are. I don't think anything of them. I think they're just kind of a bump in the road, like a practice game until they play somebody of a high team caliber, like those New York Football 1-4 Giants.
yes, Lou.
Boy, do they stink.
Did you watch the Thursday game?
I fell asleep in the Thursday game, and I loved it.
Well, the thing I remember about the Dolphins is when they came into the league in the 70s, and they didn't, their uniforms were so cool that my brother got one for Christmas.
Ah.
Remember those?
The thing that I remember about them is Zonka Kick and Mercury Morris.
yes. And that's the team that went 16-0, of course. To run the table, and every year they have a bottle of champagne for any team that's about to run the table. When they lose, they pop that champagne. They're pretty old men by now, as they should.
As they should.
So Lou, you're not doing too well this year in the Lou's Sunday NFL picks.
So
what else is new? But Jimmy Snacks.
Well, I have no idea how I'm doing on the picks because I never see the standings.
That's
and I
true.
Don't know what's going on.
That's
and now
true.
I hear you can get your picks in by noon on Sunday because there's an honor system. I have no idea.
I made no honor system, Lou. There's no honor among thieves.
I think I am just going to drop into the Dickman division.
Oh, don't do it. You can't. It's impossible for you to drop into the Dickman division because you have to. You have to bring your picks in every week.
Well, if I don't put my picks in, I would think that somebody would some shabby.
So we'll
like
just put it up with a blank slate.
Would put her picks in.
Now, do you know Jim Heine, the Jimmy Snacks, as he likes to refer to himself as? Do you know him?
I do not know Jim Heine.
Yeah, he's running the table. He's the one that's to beat right now. And then Guru, of course. Guru is number two.
Like I said, I don't know. I don't, when I go to look at the stuff. Last year I was up nice. Everything was posted. Not a problem. This year, for crying out loud. What's going on with this year? How come it's so confusing?
It's done. The confusion's done. We're all running it's running like a well-oiled machine, Lou.
Oh, okay. All right. So then the nonsense of people coming into the sanctuary and saying, what's this shit? They don't have to be in till noon.
What?
As long as you're in by noon, that's just false.
Well, you just get your picks in before the kickoff, for God's sake, and that's noon. I mean, I never said that rule. People just followed it.
There's no rule.
I mean, sensibly, too. I mean,
you can't say that, Commish. What about the London games?
Well, I always warn people that there's a London game, and then they have to have their picks in at 8:30. But we have not had any problems with people sending their picks in. Every Sunday morning, Lou, I wake up and I say, who isn't in? I send them a little note. You know, if you're getting flack at the bar, that's not my problem. I don't care. Wait a minute. This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Interrupting Brew Service at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou moves you.